The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Tzadik Vav, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Hei Amid Beis. So yesterday we mentioned that the daf took a little bit of a turn, and it's going to discuss halachas related to wine. So it began in a meicher peiros diga context, but the Gemara is going to digress and is going to get into different halachas related to yayin. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda, yayin hanimko b'chanos, wine that is sold in a store. And we saw in yesterday's daf that the wine that was sold in stores tended to be wine that was beginning to sour. Because the wine that had a long shelf life, why would I sell now? I'll sell that as it gets a little bit closer to its expiration date. So yayin hanimko b'chanos is a long-winded way of saying wine that's already a shtickel chaymetz, it's already starting to sour, it's inferior quality. Said Rav Yehuda, despite the fact that it's of inferior quality, the bracha rishonah that you make is the regular bayir priyagofen. Rav Chizda said, gabi chamer da akram lamali. Why would I make a bayir priyagofen on wine that's beginning to sour? What bracha then do you make? Says the Rashbam, you're going to make a shahakol niyabidvare. In other words, machlik is Rav Yehuda and Rav Chizda. If somebody has wine that's beginning to go back, is the bracha rishonah bayir priyagofen, or is the bracha rishonah shahakol niyabidvare? Meisvei, I think the Gemara will ask you a kasha from a brisa. How could it be a machlik is amli roim? It's toch mefurish. In the Tanoim, Alapas Sheifsha, the Brisa says, if somebody has bread that's beginning to spoil, Vayayin Shehikrim, or wine that's beginning to sour, Tavshel Shavit Surasa, or a Tavshel that ordinarily you make a Bari Minim Azoinus, it lost its Surah, it too is not perfect. Oimer Shahakal Niabidvari. So it's Mefurish that the Brach is supposed to be Shahakal Niabidvari. How could Rav Yehuda say, Yayin Anim Kebechanus, Mevorchen Olabari Priyagafen, Lachura, it's a Brisa Mefuresh, it's like Rav Chizda, which would mean that we have a Kash and Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Zviz said, which in short means there's different levels of spoiled wine. There's spoiled wine and the spoiled wine. Rav Yehuda agrees that if the wine is so spoiled, it's like the purtsima, the mizdaven akarnasa, that the bracha is going to be shakal nebidvari. That's not the kind of wine Rav Yehuda was talking about. Rav Yehuda was very specific. He didn't say spoiled wine. He said, yayin hanimka b'chanos. That wine, it's sold as wine. Obviously, it's not completely spoiled. Being that it's not completely spoiled, over there, the bracha rishayna would be, boyer priyagofen. So what exactly is this purtsima, the mizdaven akarnas? So Rashbam says, yayin ra yoyser, mi yoysa nimka b'chanos. This is wine that's worse than the wine that's sold in the store. She'enoi nimkar ela b'karnoi sa'ir b'proshes rochem. This was sold at rest stops. It was sold in places, she'yeshon loikchem harbe, where there are a lot of people that come and go. Ve'ein medaktikin ma yiknu kefisha. So they're stopping by for a quick drink. They don't care so much into what it is they're buying. The yayin nimka b'chanos had to be of a somewhat better quality. It's dafka that wine that Rabbi Yehuda said, Bayir Priyagofen. Rav Yehuda agrees in principle, conceptually, he's on the same page as Rav Chizda. In fact, it's a Mefurish Braisa that there's a certain Yayin Shenikram where the halach is going to be Shahakol Niyamidvar. Only I buy the Rav Yosef, I buy Rav Yosef, Har Rav Yehuda, Har Rav Chizda. So we have a Machloikis Rav Yehuda and Rav Chizda regarding Yayin Animke B'chanos. Whether you make a Bayir Priyagofen or whether you make a Shahakol Niyamidvar. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Mar Kaman Sfirulei, who do you paskin like? Amalei, so he told him, Masnisi Yodana. I know a brisa, and it's based on the brisa that I know that I determined my psak. What's this brisa? The Tanya, we learned to the brisa. A person had wine, and he now wants to be toirem, chumas and maestras, from the wine he has. He had to be boidik the chavis before he was toirem from the yayin to make sure that the wine didn't spoil. Because had the wine spoiled, then it would be chaymetz. Chaymetz klapa yayin is like min b'she'enoy mina. You can't be toirim from chaymetz onto yayin, just like you can't be toirim from yayin onto chaymetz. It's not because one is better than the other per se, although wine is typically better than chaymetz. It's more because it's a different min. So yayin and chaymetz are viewed as different minim. That's the opinion of the Tana des Braisa. If you recall, over Yontif, there was a daf where the Gemara mentioned it's really a machlekes tanam, Rebbe in the Chachamim. But the Tana des Braisa holds that to the extent that the yayin turned into chaymetz, you can't use it now as truma on the yayin. Thus, this person had to be baidik. So what happened was, so he was constantly being baidik, and then, lo and behold, one day, his worst nightmare came true. The wine was chaymetz. The question is, when did it become chaymetz? This is similar to the first sugi masechtes nida. Kol anoshim dayashaitan. A woman finds nam nida. So when did she become a nida? We don't know. Now for sure she's a nida. The question is, do you have to assume she was already a nida from the time that she did her last bedika? Is it only a specific amount of time? Either way, says the Braisa, a rather cryptic halacha. Kol gimel yoim vada. For 3 days, we assume vaday. Mikan ve'elach sof. Zok the Gemara, my comment, what's going on? Machlokes amira. Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon zachi comment. Kol d'yom rishonim. The first 3 days vadayay. Meaning, if you go back to the last time he did his bedika, he was bedik this yayin, and it was yayin. So for the ensuing 3 days, we assume that it was for sure wine. Even though now we know it's chaymetz, but it for sure took at least 3 days from when he did his last bedika for it to flip from wine to chaymetz. Mikan ve'elach safek. After 3 days, it's already a safek. So the first 3 days after the first bedika vada yayin, any time after that, up until now, where it's for sure chaymetz, it's going to be safek. My time. What's the svara of this halacha? Says Rabbi Yochanan, the way I'm explaining the brayso, because chamra me'eloi oka. When wine goes bad, the top of the barrel goes bad before the bottom of the barrel goes bad. This person, when he tasted the wine by the last bedika, it was good, which means that the wine had not started to go bad. You can't say that maybe the top of the wine didn't go back, but the bottom did, because chamra me'eloi oka. First the top goes back, then the bottom goes bad. So if the top didn't go bad, then obviously the bottom didn't go bad either. In Tim Soloima, Basit the Timeyaka, what would you be worried that maybe the second after he did his bedika, at that point it started going better? So maybe it should be a suffix from the second after he did his original bedika. Says the Gemara, but if you know a little bit about the scientific process of how wine spoils, it's not a kasha. Because Havirecha Chala Vetamecham, the Metzias is that when wine starts going bad, for 3 days it smells like vinegar. And it's only afterwards that it starts tasting like wine. And when this person did his bedika, not only didn't it taste like chaymetz, it didn't even smell like chaymetz. And during that 3 day period, when it smells like challah, like chaymetz, and it tastes like wine, it's really wine. So it's poshet then, says Rabbi Yochanan, that for the first 3 days it was yayin. Because again, if the top of it was yayin gomor, it tasted like wine, it smelled like wine, that means the bottom for sure was also that way. Because when wine goes bad, me'iloi oka. And it takes 3 days until it starts really spoiling, it's not tasting like wine. During those 3 days, even though it smells like chaymetz, it's still yayin. So the point is, for 3 days later, it vaday had to be yayin. So we're going to go the chumra mamish. We're going to say the second after the original bedika, it started to go bad. But even if it started going bad, then it's still going to be reche chala v'tameh chamra, and that is yayin. So for 3 days guaranteed, it's going to be wine. That's Rabbi Yechon's halacha. So what is the Brayso saying according to Rabbi Yechon? Kol gimel yoyim vaday. The 3 days after the original bedika, it's vaday yayin. Mikan ve'elach soft. Reb Shum Alevi, Reb Shum Alevi holds kol gimel yoyim achrein vaday. He has a whole different shot in the Brayso. What the Brayso is saying is that the last 3 days, meaning the 3 days right before this last bedika, when it came out as being chaymetz, vaday chaymetz. We look at for sure as being chaymetz. Mikan ve'elach, any time prior to that, safek. So according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, from the day of the last bedika up until 3 days before this current bedika, it's going to be a safek. What is the 3 days vaday? I mean, not the first 3 days, it means the last 3 days. The last 3 days are vaday chaymetz. My time, because chamra miti toyok. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that when wine goes bad, it doesn't go bad from on top, it really goes bad from on bottom. The ema okar v'levaday. So it's possible then, that when you did your original bedika, even though it seemed fine, maybe just the top of it was fine, but maybe the bottom was already bad. If the bottom of it was already bad, so then it was already an issue at the time. You didn't realize that. But maybe the bottom was really bad. Even if you're going to tell me, no, it's not the Metzias. The Metzias is that me'iloi okar, v'ati imei v'loi okar, and when you tasted it the last time, it was okay, but dilma basa d'ti imei okar. But you do have to be concerned, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that right after you tasted it, it started to go bad. Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan say about that? Who cares? Even if it starts to go bad, it takes 3 days until it becomes yayin. Because for 3 days, it's going to smell like chaymetz and taste like wine, and when it smells like chaymetz and tastes like wine, it's wine. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues with that. Havi rechei chala v'tamei chamra. During those 3 days, it's going to smell like chaymetz, it's going to taste like wine. Virechei chala v'tamei chamra, if it smells like chaymetz and it tastes like wine, chala. The halach is that it's really going to be chala. So I have to be concerned, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that it could be the second after the previous te'ima, it was already chaymetz. It was already chaymetz. At that point, it's going to be a safek. stating that the last 3 days, I know for sure it's Vaday Chaimetz. Why do I know it's Vaday Chaimetz? Because if I tasted it right now and it was Chaimetz, that means it started smelling like Chaimetz 3 days earlier. If it started smelling like Chaimetz 3 days earlier, B'shuv and Levi holds, and when it smells like Chaimetz and it tastes like Yayin, it's Vaday Chaimetz. So it's going to be Vaday Chaimetz. So in other words, we have a machloik this had a little Pashup Shan in a Braisa. A Boydik is a Chavis, Liyois Mafish Olea Truma. You keep on checking your chavis because you want to use this chavis to be toyrim yayin on other yayin. And nimtzes chaimetz. One day you find that it was chaimetz. Says the Braisa, kol gimel yayin vade. 3 days vade. What does it mean 3 days vade? Rabbi Yochanan says the first 3 days after the original badika, it's vada yayin mikan ve'elach safik. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says the last 3 days prior to this current badika, it's vada chaimetz mikan ve'elach. Meaning anytime before that, it's going to be Vada, it's going to be a soft. What's the Svara Samachloikis? The Svara Samachloikis is that we know that wine doesn't start tasting like Chaimetz immediately. The spoiling process happens over 3 days. First it smells like Chaimetz, then it tastes like Chaimetz. The question is, during that 3 day period, when it smells like Chaimetz, but it tastes like wine, do we view it as Yayin? Or do we view it as chaimetz? Rabbi Yochanan held that we view it as yayin. Shmuel ben Levi held that we view it as chaimetz. Rabbi Yochanan held that we view it as yayin. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan held that if when you tasted the wine, it tasted and smelled like wine, it for sure couldn't have become chaimetz for 3 days. Because in order for it to become chaimetz, it would first smell like chaimetz. And for the 3 days that it smells like chaimetz, in halacha, it's viewed as yayin. So for the next 3 days, it's for sure yayin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi saw just the opposite. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that during that 3 day period, it's chaimetz. So that if right now, when you tasted it the second time, it tasted like chaimetz, it means it already smelled like chaimetz 3 days earlier. If it smelled like chaimetz 3 days earlier, and when it smells like chaimetz, even if it tastes like wine, it's vaday chaimetz. So the halacha then is going to be, it's vaday chaimetz for that 3 day period. Stating that, the Braisa continues. It was a third shita. Droimoi, the Talmid HaChachamim in the south, in the Dara Masam, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they had a different shot. In the name of Shuvan Levi, that Rishoinim, Vaday Yayin. The first 3 days is Vaday Yayin. Achroinim, the last 3 days, Vaday Chaimetz. It's for sure Chaimetz. Emtsoim Sofik. So what's Pshat in Kol Gimel Yoyim Vaday? The first 3 days, Vaday Yayin. The last 3 days, Vaday Chaimetz. Freik the Gemara, Hagufa Kasho, Tzestira, Amrit, Rishoinim Vaday Yayin. You tell me the first 3 days is Vaday Yayin. Alma, what does that suggest? Reche Chalav Atame Cham Recham. That if it smells like Chaimetz and it tastes like wine, that's why. That's why you know for sure that it's not going to not taste like wine for 3 days, and when it smells like chaimetz and tastes like wine, it's still wine. That's why you're guaranteed for 3 days it's vade yayin. And then you said, achreina vade chaimetz, last 3 days are vade chaimetz. Because what was the svar of that again? Like we said, because being that right now it tastes like chaimetz, you know for sure that it smelled like chaimetz already for 3 days, and when it smells like chaimetz, even though it tastes like wine, it's vade chaimetz. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's opinions are diametrically opposed. They're based on taking two sides of a shayla. When it smells like chaimetz and tastes like wine, is it chaimetz or is it yayin? So how could the droimoi say both are true? It's not possible. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Says the Gemara, kegoin deshtakechal siftika. What happened was, in this case, when you tasted it the second time and found that it was chaimetz, it wasn't just an ordinary chaimetz. It was very, very strong chaimetz. They loved the okar klasa yoimi, loyhavim mishtakechal siftika. That's already a different situation. So over there, we assume that the last 3 days it was already Vaday Chaimetz. Meaning, really, he holds that when it smells like Chaimetz and it tastes like wine, it's wine. That's why for the first 3 days, we look at it as Vaday Yayin. That's really the Shita. Stating that, now when you tasted it at such an intense taste of Chaimetz, so now already we have reason to believe that maybe for the last 3 days it was already Chaimetz. It's not an ordinary taste of Chaimetz. And that's why the last 3 days we're going to look as being Vaday Chaimetz. Bottom line, why did we get into this convoluted braisa? Because we had a shayla. Yayin anivka b'chanos. Do you make a b'yru priya gofen? Or do you make a shakal niyabidvari? It was machlekes Rav Yehuda Rav Chisda. Rav Yehuda said b'yru priya gofen. Rav Chisda said, Shakel Niyabidvari. Om Le'abai L'Rav Yesef. Zabai, you told Rav Yesef, Ho Rav Yehuda, Ho Rav Chisda, Man Kamar Svirlei. What's your opinion? What's your vote? Who do you, what do you hold? You hold, you make a Shakel, or do you make a Bayer Priya Gothen? Om Le'asi, he told him, Asnisi Yodano. Ichveis HaBraisa. What's this Braisa? L'chura, what he means to say is he's telling to the Yayin HaNimke B'chanos to wine that smells like Chaimetz, but tastes like wine. I guess that was the metzias of the yain and nimke b'chanos. It smelled like chametz and it tasted like wine. And if you have a shayla over here of whether you view it as yain or not, linyan trumas of maestras, so we'll have the same exact shayla with regards to the bracha rishayna. Do you make a bayer priya gofen or do you make a shahak on the abedvari? Here's the problem. The problem is all Rav Yosef said was masnisa yadana. In the price itself, it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So says the Gemara, you're being pushed at the shayla from a brisa of a command poshutle. Which tana in the brisa? So the Gemara, that too was a machlokes. Bligi bar amori v'rav zvid. Chadama once said, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's yayin, thus you make a bar priya gofen. Chadama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, thus Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it's chaymetz, thus the bracha would be a shahako nia bidvar. So just one ha'ara. Just one aura on this Gemara. That is, you have here a machloikis, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Chisda, Yayin Anim Kibachanos, Mevarchan Allah Bar Priya Gofen, or you make a shakal near Bedvari. And the Gemara said right away, the emes is it's Mefurish Abraisa. Allah Pascha Ifsha, if you have bread that's spoiled, or you have Yayin that went bad, or you have a Tavshal Shavit Surasa, you make a shakal near Bedvari. It's a Mefurish Abraisa. Says the Gemara, I know there's a certain Madrega where if something spoils, it's for sure going to be a shakal. We're dealing with Yayin Anim Kibachanos, it still tastes like wine. It just smells like chametz, maybe. That wine, that's where there's a Rav Yehuda that holds him make a bayer priya gofen. But enochinami, if it would spoil to the point where they would only sell it at the process drachen, at the proverbial rest stops, over there we would agree shakal nebedvari. Now the truth is, there's even a third madrega. There's a madrega where wine, or any oichol for that matter, can go so bad that you wouldn't make a bracha at all. It's pasha not roi lachilo. There's different dargis, but the bottom line is that there's a time where it goes bad, you make its original bracha, then there's a time it goes back, you make a shakal nebedvari, and then there's a time where it's considered any roi lachilo, you wouldn't make a bracha at all. Now this halacha, that food that goes bad, sometimes its bracha gets altered to shakal nebedvari, is brought down to Shulchan Aruch. It's an Erechayim, Hilchas Birchas Aperos, Simin Reish Dalet. Al Dover She'en Gidulei Min Ha'aretz, Kigoyim Basa Behema Chayev Va'oif, Dogim Beitz and Cholov Gvina. So, meat, chicken, fish, eggs, milk, cheese, or bread that spoils. And then the Mechaber has another 25 or so examples. At the very end, last two words, Mevarech Shahakal. So the Mechaber, Simin Reish Dalet of Katan Alv, is giving you a whole list of foods where you make a shakal niyabedvari. So you have the foods where their inherent bracha is a shakal niyabedvari. And then he gives you examples of things that really their bracha shouldn't be shakal niyabedvari. But you're going to make a shakal because something went bad. Pas she'ifsha, that's the first example. Tavshal she'nishtana tzurasoi, v'niskalko, etc., etc., etc. Zok debir halacha, that if you look in the Rambam it's mashma, that all these foods that are mentioned by the Mechaber, just like the bracha rishayna is a shakal niyabedvari, the bracha achroina is going to be a bar nefashas. And freak the bir halacha, I don't understand. Bishloima, the bracha rishayna, it's only a chi of the rabbanon. So brachas are the rabbanon. So I get it. The Chachamim said that even though usually for bread you make hamotzi lachem min haaretz, usually for wine you make a bar priya gofen, over here it was nishtana, it went bad, we're going to change the bracha. Rabbanon have a right to do whatever they want. Hey mamru ve mamru. They could say, instead of making the better bracha, make a lesser bracha. Make the shahakul niya bedvare. Of a birchas hamazoin, the bracha achroina, das is vachadai reis. So pass she'ifsha, where it says in the Torah, v'chaltav is about to be rachta, you're going to tell me now, make a bayon of fashis? Bayon of fashis, you're not mekayim your mitzvah day reisa. Ilcha b'achiv day reisa, it's a bench. So I have a chiyo, birchas hamazoin day reisa. How did Rabbanon have a right to tell me not to be? The Bir Halacha is very, very, very bothered with this kasha. Very bothered. So, the Bir Halacha, maybe you're going to tell me that when bread spoils, it's and you eat it, it's not considered an achila. But Zok the Bir Halacha, it is an achila. It's just an achila al yedei atchak. And it's poshut that in Hilchas Brachas, achila al yedei atchak, shma achila. Why is it poshut? It's based on an important yisoid in the sugyas of Ketzim of Archin, and that is that the definition of what's considered achila in Hilchas Brachas is totally in the definition of what's considered achila in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. So if you would eat it on Yom Kippur, you would violate v'nisa v'saf she'seichem, you'd be chayiv kares, then if you eat it without a bracha, we have a problem. So the definition of achila is the same. And says the Bir halacha, that the halacha is, if somebody eats lulve gefanim, branches of a gefen, on Yom Kippur, the halacha is yischayev. And zok to bir halacha, it's poshet, that pascha ifsha is not worse than lulve gefanim. So if you chayev a lulve gefanim on Yom Kippur, that means that shma achilu in Yom Brachis, which means that pascha ifsha, which is not worse than that, is also shma achilu in Yom Brachis. So again, freik to bir halacha, he doesn't understand. How is it possible that you can make a bar nefashis? There's a chiv deraisa birchas hamazon that you're not going to be yoitz if you make a bar nefashis. Says the Bir Halacha, chap It's his only etzah to answer this kasha. Says the Be'alacha, maybe the Rambam was talking about a person that ate, but he wasn't full, he wasn't satisfied, so he's not in a state of Yechalta v'savata. If you don't need a shir sviya, you're not chayiv in birchas hamazon midei raisa. If you're not chayiv in birchas hamazon midei raisa, it's only a chiyuv of the Rabbanon. So again, hey, mamru vei mamru. The Rabbanon said, don't bench, instead, make a bar nefashos. But en chinami, if a person would sit there, he'd eat a whole meal, he'd be mekayiv v'chalta v'savata with this pasha ifcha, the halacha would be, avada, the halacha would be, that you would have to make a bar birchas hamazon, and then he says, v'sarachir l'maisa. I saw in the Sefer Shalmi Nissan, from Nissen Kaplan Shlita. So he said that at MSS, if you look in our sugya in the Rashbam, it's mefurish. The Rashbam says that yayin that goes bad, or bread that goes bad, the halach is that you don't make the brecha. Right, read the lashon of Rashbam. The halav lechem. The halav lechem. Says, look, from Nissen Kaplan, it's mevu in the Rashbam, what? What's the yisoid why you don't make hamoitzi on pasha ifsha? The yisoid is not because it's not an achila. It's not because it's an achila ideatchak or not an achila ideatchak. That's clearly the way the Chafetz Chaim understood it in Bihalacha. Could be it's an achila. Achila ideatchak is an achila le'inyan Yom Kippur. Of course it's going to be an achila le'inyan brachas. The nekuda is that it's not lechem. I'm eating. I'm just not eating bread. I'm not eating bread, so I don't make hamoitzi. You make hamoitzi when you eat bread. I'm not eating bread, so why should I make hamoitzi? So for the same price, I'm not going to bench either. Because if what I'm eating is not bread, I'm not going to make hamoitzi. And the Emes says, he says, the whole sugi is mashma that way. Because what was the Gemara's sushtel? The Gemara said, he told him, I don't know. I know a braisa. What was the braisa? A whole sugi with regards to Ilchas Trumas. If someone's toirim, yayin al yayin, and there's a shaila now that it might be chaymetz, is it mimbeminoi or is it mimbeshainaminoi? Meaning, with the Gemara's daning, yayin anim kebechanos, that's the tzushtal to our sugya, where wine smells like chaymetz and it only tastes like wine. Is it yayin or is it not yayin? The shaila is it the min yayin so I could be toirim? Or is it not the min yayin? The nidin is what min it is. We're not daning hilchas achila, we're daning hilchas min. What is its DNA? Is it wine or is it chaymetz? So you see clearly from the sugya that the shayla of yayin anim kebechanos, the shayla of pasha ifsha, yayin shehikrim, is a shayla not in whether or not it's achila. If it's a shayla whether or not it's achila, what does it have to do with the sugyas of chumas and maestras? It's a shayla of what min is it? Do I look at it as yayin? Am I holding a piece of bread or am I holding something else? I'm holding a pasha ifsha. From the tzushta of the Gemara, it's mevu, that was a shayla. It's pasha, that's why the Rashbam fell that way, and I'm first glance, it would seem to be a very obvious answer to the bir halacha shayla. I saw it in the poskim that there's a shayla. What about b'diavad? If somebody makes a hamoitzi on pasha ifsha, is it okay or is it not okay? Like you have to make a bracha all over again, you have to make a shachar mitzvari or not? Could be it's totally in the shayla. If the gedera pasha ifsha is that it's lechem, it's just an achila al yedei atchak. And an achila, a day atchak, is an inferior achila, and on such an achila, you make a shakal nevedvarik. But at the end of the day, it's lechem. So if it's lechem, I made a moitzi on lechem, it makes sense. I can at least hear that sad, that but the evidence should be okay. But if you're going to tell me that the geder of pasha, ifsha, mevarik, chol, v'shakal nevedvarik is that it's not lechem, it's not lechem. I made a hamoitzi on a cup of water. Of course, the halacha is that you'd have to make another bracha. Either way, zokhti gemar vayt itna, moichach, chob, v'shayim, v'chaveroi. If somebody sells a barrel of wine to his friend, v'hichmitza, and after the person took home the wine, he realized that it turned into chaymetz. Amar Rav, Rav said, for the first 3 days, it's the responsibility of the moicher. After 3 days, at that point already, the lekech. So if it spoils within 3 days, lekech can go back to the moicher, and he can claim mekach tois. Shmuel HaMashmul says, chamra akasve demore shofar. Wine that's bought and was okay, even if 5 minutes later it turned into chaymetz, it's always going to be the responsibility of the buyer. Let's see, before we see pshat in that. Avad Rav Yosef, uv the kavase, the Rav, the Shichra, Rav Yosef paskin like Rav regarding beer, the kavase, the Shmuel bechamra, he paskin like Shmuel regarding wine, vilchas kavase, the Shmuel, the lachas like Shmuel, that even if it happens, again, 5 minutes after it was bought, it doesn't matter. Wine that goes bad, it always is always considered to be the responsibility of the buyer. What's pshat? Says the Rashbam, Tap Rashbam, v'shmul omer, ein echay b'achri yusay. Afal gaf, shehichmetz b'teich chavetz shal moicher, mishum dechavra agabe degabe shavar, al kesef ha'odam medali, kolomar, mazloi goyrim, chet shal balayayin. If you have wine and it spoils, it means you have to be boydik, your averos and your schuyos. When wine goes bad, it has something to do with the spiritual status of the balayayin. It's chetcha balayayin. So it's not literal, like kasve de morishov, it has something to do with the person who bought its shoulders. The point is, it's fosetrokt, sein averos. That's the issue. It's his spiritual matziv that causes wine to go bad. So this wine was fine for 10 years. Now you bought it. And an hour and a half later, it went bad. You have to be by the Yomazuzis. This has nothing to do with me. It's Mazlach HaGaram that caused that something should go bad. Tosef doesn't like this pshat. Rabbeinu Tam says that's not the pshat. Rabbeinu Tam says that maybe the pshat is that when you take wine, you travel it, you carry it, you transport it from point A to point B, sometimes that can cause wine to spoil. And that's something that the Lekeach did, the Meicher didn't do it. It's for that reason, it's going to be the responsibility of the Lekeach. It's not going to be the responsibility of the Meicher. Either way, Zakhti Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Echad Sheikhar Tamarim, Ve'echad Sheikhar Sa'orim. Whether you're dealing with beer that comes from dates, or from barley, Ve'echad Shmari Yayin, or if there's wine that was made from Shmarim, so on the bottom of the wine vat, there would be sediment. They would pour water on top of it so they can get whatever they can squeeze out of the shmarim. So that wine, so on the topic of what kind of wines you may make a shakol niyabedvari, here's another example. Says the Gemara, Rabba, acherim ayimrim, shmarim sheyesh ben tam yayin, if the shmarim tastes like wine, mevarich aleihem bayir priya gafen. I mean, according to the Chachamim, it sounds like yay, shmarim yayin, you always make a shakol niyabedvari. According to the acherim, it depends. What does it taste like? Does it taste like wine? Then you can make a bar priya gafen. If it doesn't taste like wine, even though there's wine as one of its primary ingredients, it doesn't matter. Then the aloch is going to be a shach. Rabbi Yosef said, in aloch kacher. Aloch is not like kacher. Amar. The kuliyam, everybody agrees. There was never a machloikis, acherim, and the chachomim, if Roma tilsa, fa'asar bo'acham. If you would have shmarim, ovyayim, you pour water on top of it. You poured 3 lugin, let's say, of water on top of it. And then, when you came back, after the process of making wine from the shmarim, you had 4 lugin. So then everybody would agree, chamruhu, that it's wine. And Rava Latame, this is Rava Lashita, so Omar Rava said, kol chamru d'lo idori achat klas maya, lav chamru. He says, you want to know if wine is good wine? So in the old days, wine was much stronger than it is today. He said, if you could take this wine, you could dilute it to where the wine represents 25% of the total mixture, and it still tastes like wine, then it's wine. So if 3/4 are water, 1/4 is wine, and it tastes like wine, then it's chamru. If it won't taste like wine in that proportion, then lav chamru, it's not going to be wine. So in this case, it meets the 3-to-1 ratio. And there's clearly yayin over here, because you only poured 3 lugan of water. So where'd the extra lug come from? It obviously came from the shmarim. So in this case, says Rava, everybody's going to agree that it's wine. There's no reason it shouldn't be wine. You have wine over here. It's the right ratio, 3-to-1. It tastes like wine. There's no shy, it's going to be wine. Rama klasa v'asa klasa. What if you poured 3 lugan of water on top of the shmarim? And then when you came back, all you had was 3 lugan. V'leklumu. Everyone's going to agree that it's not wine. Because you started with 3. You ended with 3, so obviously there's no yang. We'll see in a minute, that's not so simple. But at first glance, it seems to be very simple. Ki pligi, we was there, shayla, the rama tlasa v'asa tlasa upalga. You poured 3, and you came back, there was 3.5. Drabana savi, drabana hole, tlasa ayil, tlasa nafik. The 3 out of the 3.5, that's the original water. Pashle palga, how much extra is there from the shmari yayin? 1/2, upalga b'shita, palgi mai, but like, cool. So you have 1/2 a lug of yayin, to 6 half a lugin, or 3 lugin of nayin, the ratio is 5-to-1. 5-to-1 is not a good ratio. It has to be 3-to-1. That's not yayin. Yayin has to be 3-to-1. 5-to-1 is not good. V'acherim savri, the acherim hold that. No, this, if, as long as it tastes like wine, will be considered wine, because tlas oil, the way we look at it is you put 3 in, treinu palga nafak, you 2.5 of the 3 is considered to be water, pashle kuza, 1 full is considered to be yayin. The kuza betray upalga chamra ba'alyahu. 1 to 2.5 is a good ratio. Because if 1 to 3 is a good ratio, then 1 to 2.5 is a good ratio. What's the shiloh? The acherim hold that when you put water on top of shmarim, there's for sure 1/2 kuz that's going to be absorbed by the shmarim. So 1/2 kuz is for sure being absorbed by the shmarim. So if 1/2 is for sure being absorbed, so 1/2 is already off the table. So you started with 3, really the way you start the conversation is 2.5. If you now have 3.5, that means it's 1 of Yayin to 2.5 of Mayim. 1 to 2.5 is a good ratio. Chachamim don't hold of this. I mean, the Chachamim don't hold of this. If the Chachamim say we look at it as 1/2 to 3, not as 1 to 2.5, 1/2 to 3 is not a good ratio. That's not Yayin. 1 to 2.5 is within the 1 to 3, so therefore that is going to be a good ratio. But what you see from this last piece is that the emes is, even in the previous case, where you started off with 3 and you ended up with 3, it's not the pshat that it was a wash. It wasn't an even wash, because you see that 1/2 a kuz got absorbed by the shmar. So why then was it so posh that the Gemara said that if you started with 3 and you ended with 3, lav chamru, because clearly there's no yayin. It's not true, there is yayin. Because we said 1/2 a kuz gets absorbed by the shmar. The Teretz is, has the Rashbam, because even if it's true that 1/2 a kuz gets absorbed by the shmar, but you have 1/2 to 5 other halves, and 5-to-1 ratio is not a good ratio. Again, this is some back-of-the-envelope arithmetic. So the point is, either way, a pretty straightforward Gemara. So before we end, so this week we didn't have that much time because we were going up against the clock, the hard start time. It's Rosh Chodesh. So we have a little bit more time now. I just want to go back and really summarize one nekuda regarding the sugya of the middle of the week, which is the sugya of Holchem B'Mamon Acharoyf, or Ein Holchem B'Mamon Acharoyf. So Perek HaMoicha Peres began first blot and a half with the well-known Machlikis Rav and Shmuel. HaMoicha Shor L'Chaveroy, if somebody sells a shor to his friend, the buyer buys the shor, he takes it home and he finds out that this shor has a personality. He's a Nakhon. He can't keep this shor alive. Because if he keeps it alive, bad things are going to happen. He goes back to the Moicha and he tells the Moicha, had I known that this shor was a Nakhon and I would have to kill it, I would have never bought it. Now, it's true, I could shecht it, and I can get meals out of it, but that's not why I bought it. I bought it because I wanted to use it. I wanted to work it in the field. Says Rav, Hareza Mekachtos. Shmuel says, no Mekachtos. What's the machlokes? It says the Gemara. The metzias is that most people, when they buy shvarim, buy it l'radio. They buy it with the intention of being able to use it. So the emes is, even though nothing was stipulated at the time of the sale, the roiv supports the lekeach. Rav holds, you always go bus a roiv. Because if you always go bus a roiv, it's understood that when the buyer bought it, he bought it to use l'radya. Thus, if he can't use a l'radya, hareza mekachtos. Shmuel holds it's true that in kol ha'tayr kula you go baseroiv, but not by mamin. Ain holchem b'mamin acharoiv. Thus, you can't use roiv. What you left with is a regular suffix, something that was never spoken at the time of the sale. Hamoitzem echaveri over raya. Right now, the moicher has the money. The lekech does not have a right to come with a tiny mekachtos and take the money. We know whenever there's machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, be isuri, we pass him like Rav, by mamon, we pass him like Shmuel. We're discussing a shayla mamon, holchem the mamon acharoy, or ain holchem the mamon acharoy. Thus, the halacha revachi be Yisrael is ain holchem the mamon acharoy, based on Shita Shmuel, the Mesechtes Bava Basra, Dav Tzadik, stating that, he spoke out that Kiveger in Gilyan Ashas, here in Dav Tzadik Gimel Amad Aleph, and it's also in Chuvis. Madura Tinyana, Simin Kuf Gimel, brings a chiddush from the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin said that the only time we paskin, and the only time Shmuel said is Allah, that Ein Halchem B'Mamon Acharoyv, is when it's a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. But a Ruba de Ise Kamon, there the Allah is going to be Halchem B'Mamon Acharoyv. So again, what's the difference between a Ruba de Lesser Kamon and a Ruba de Ise Kamon? So one example of each. Ruba de Lesser Kamon is this sugya. A person bought a shar. We don't know what his intention was. Did he buy it l'radya? Did he use it to be chayrish in his field? Or did he buy l'achili? He bought it l'shchita. He bought it to shechtit so that he'll be able to eat. Most people on planet Earth, when they buy a shor, they buy l'radya. So even though the roiv, most people of the world are not standing in this room right now, the mir is not either here. It's all lesser kamon, but there is this abstract roiv that exists in the world called the parish meruba parish. Talach is you go baser roiv. Therefore, we assume that he also bought a l'radya. But the roiv and the miut are both lesser kamon. That's a ruba de lesser kamon. What's a ruba de is kamon? When the roiv and the miut are in front of us, classic example would be, achri rabim lahatas, you have a bezdin, the majority of the bezdin says chayef, chayef. Majority of the bezdin says zakai, daloch hazai. Over there, the roiv and the miut are in front of us. The roiv dayonim that are saying chayef are here. The miut dayonim that are saying zakai are here. That's a ruba and miut de is kamon. That has, it says the Trumas Hadeshin, when do you say, Ein Halchem B'Mamon Acharoyv? That's like the sugi over here. Ruba l'radya zavni, where it's a ruba the lesser kamon. But where it's a ruba the isa kamon over there, the halacha is going to be that Halchem B'Mamon Acharoyv. Now, at first glance, you'd ask me why. The halacha is you go bust a roiv when it's lesser kamon. The halacha is you go bust a roiv when it's isa kamon. So why should a chapsich an afkamino in the sugi of Ein Halchem B'Mamon Acharoyv? Says Rav Kiveger, it's posh. And it's really based on a Tosfos in Bava Kama, Daf Chazayin Amud Beis, and a Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin, that pay him enough. The Tosfos in Bava Kama Chazayin Amabez is relevant to us. We spoke about this week a few times. Tosfos, the grace of Kashim, the Sugya. Why does Shmuel hold Ein Hocham Amaman Acharoif? If in Kola Teiru Kula you go Basarayif, even by Dine Nefashis you go Basarayif, so says Tosfos Kavu Chaymer. Madach Dine Nefashis, versus Azai Harb. It's so Chomer, you go Basarayif. So Dine Mamanis. Hakal, you should certainly go Basarayif. Says Tosfos that it's true. In Svara, there's no reason you shouldn't go Basarayif when it comes to Dine Mamanis. However, Tosfos says you have to realize that every time you have a Rayif, Kenega the Rayif is also a Miut. The Miut's there, it's standing there. And you have to reckon with the Miut. Now, Rameh's Shita is you're always Chayish Lamiuta. The Chachamim argue with Rameh, we pass on to Chachamim. Now, we're not Chayish Lamiuta. Bein Lukula, Bein Luchumra. But at the same time, the Chachamim acknowledge that there is a Miut. When you're dealing with Dinei Mamanis, in addition to the Miut, there's also a Cheskes Mamon. You're trying to take money from somebody. And when you try to take money from somebody, you're going up against a tank. Cheskes Mamon is very, very powerful. Hamoitzim Echaveri Olivaret. When Roiv wants to be Moitzim Mamon, the Roiv is going connected a Miut. And a cheskes mamon. Tosfos says the famous words, smoich miyuta lechazaka. You take the miyut and the chazaka, you put it together, that's odif meiroiv. So ruba, of course, is odif from a miyut. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif. But when you have a miyut and you have a chazaka, you can somehow combine, they can join forces, they can overpower even a roiv. So says Tosfos, the reason Ein Hochav Maman Acharoiv is based on Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adif. Says, Rabbi Kiveger, hold that thought. Now let me introduce you to our Rashi, Mesechtes Kedushin Apeh. And I'd love to go through the Rashi, but the sugi is a little bit too complicated. The Gemara over there is handling, if you have Truma, it's a suffix if the Truma became Tomei or not. Roiv tells you it's Tomei. So, of course, the Chumra, you have to treat it as Truma, that's Tomei. The question is, could you be Seirif this Truma? Because Truma Tomei really is supposed to be Seirif. It's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, of course, Rav says it's Tomei, you burn it. Rabbi Yechon says, no, ain't Seirifin al Chazakis. You don't have a right to burn the Truma. And the Gemara in Rabbi Yechon makes a chilik between two different types of Ravs. And the way Rashi explains the Sugya, the chilik over there was Ruba de Issa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. And what emerges from Rashi's beer in Shitas Rabbi Yechonon in Kedushin that Peyam at Aleph, Ayin Sham, what emerges is that even though there's a concept of Smoich Miut L'Chazaka, that's only by a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. By a Ruba de Issa Kaman, we look at the Miut as if it's not even here. And if we look at the Miut as if it's not even here, you can't say Smoich Miut L'Chazaka. So says Rabbi Kiveger, even though at first glance it's true, Hashem seems to be saying a Gevalda Chiddush, Sinish Tazak Grace Chiddush. You just have to know Shas. And if you know Shas, it's not so schwer. If you know why Ein Hocha Maman Acharoi, and that is because Smoich Miut L'Chazaka, that means it's predicated on us reckoning with the Miut. And you know Rashi in Kedushin Daf Pei, that Rashi says that the only time you reckon with the Miut is by a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, but by a Ruba de Issa Kaman, you don't reckon with the Miut. So it's very pashut. It's all based on there being a Miut that's Chashiv. Smoich Miuta L'Chazaka. You don't have a Miut that's Chashiv when you're dealing with the Ruba de Issa Kaman. So if there's no Miut that's Chashiv, you don't have Tosfos Teretz and Perek HaMiniach. What you're left with is an ordinary Roiv. If you go Basar Roiv by Dine Nefashis, then Kal V'Chaimer, you should go Basar Roiv by Dine Mamanis as well. We mentioned that Tera Shmuel speaks that in Perek HaMiniach, that in Yeshiva they say, that's why Tosfos, when he asked this Kasha, why shoot is the halacha in Ochel Maman Acharoiv, he asked the Kal V'Chaimer Medina Nefashis. His Kasha was, as in Yeshiva Frechman, by second Seder, then why do you say more Pashit? You see you go Basar Roiv by Dinei Mamanis. Dinei Mamanis B'Shleisha. If two Dayanim say Reuven owes money, Reuven's going to owe money. If two out of the three Dayanim say he doesn't owe money, he's not going to owe money. Why? Acher Rabbah Mahantis. You go Basar Roiv. So you see by Dinei Mamanis you go Basar Roiv. So why Tosfos need this whole Geshmak and Kal V'Chaimer? Tosfos should have said more glad. Minei Ubei. You see by Dinei Mamanis you go Basar Roiv. Zok, that Teresh Mul is very posh. Because Acher Rabbah Mahantis is Zok Aruba de Issa Kaman. Aruba de Issa Kaman Avadi you go Basar Roiv. By Dinei Mamanis you go Basar Roiv. Dosu Dokh Tchumas Adesh. The Shaila is, what about by Aruba the lesser Kaman? That Tosfos brought a raya from a Perek Ben Sayyid Ramarif, Ayin Shom Be Tosfos, that by Dina Nefashis you go Basar Roiv even by a lesser Kaman. And that's Tosfos Kash. If you go Basar Roiv by Aruba the lesser Kaman, Kal V'Chaimer, by Dina Nefashis, by Dina Mamanis, you should go either way. The Chumash Hadeshin said, Ein Hocham Mamon Acharoiv is dafka by Aruba the lesser Kaman. It's not true by Aruba the Issa Kaman. The Svara is because Ein Hocham Mamon Acharoiv is predicated on there being a chashivas to the Miut. Smoich Miuta L'Chazaka. There's a chashivas to the Miut when it's Aruba the lesser Kaman. But by Aruba the Issa Kaman, we're not machshav the Miut. And if we're not machshav the Miut, then you don't say Smoich Miuta L'Chazaka. What's the makar to that? Zok Reb Kiveger, it's a Rashi and Kedushin that pay in a mouth. The emes, this is another Maramakim. I don't think Reb Kiveger brings this. There's another Maramakim. It's a Mefurisha Maramakim. And it's even more of a Tzushtel to this Trumas Hadeshen. And that's what Tosfos in Yevamos, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos over there is discussing Shitas Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds Chayshinam Lemiyuta. Reb Meir holds Chayshinam Lemiyuta. Zok Tosfos, when does Reb Meir hold Chayshinam Lemiyuta? That's only by Aruba, the lesser come on. But by Aruba, the Issa come on, even Reb Meir holds Yina Chayshinam Lemiyuta. Va'oimeri, the Beruba, the Issa come on, Kuli Alma Moidi, the Loi Chayshinam Lemiyuta. It's a Tosfos. What's the mikar? What's the classic case of Rameir's Chayshon Liyuta? Rameir holds you can't do Yibam on a Ketana. Why? Because we're concerned that when she gets older, we may find out that she was an islandess. An islandess, you can't do Yibam. It's Ishas Achshul Obamokim Mitzvah. Chances that this girl will be an islandess is a very small chance. It's a mit. Rameir's Chayshon Liyuta. So Rameir says, I'm worried that maybe she's going to be an islandess. So right now, the Psak Halach is that there's no way for you to go ahead. Says, Tosfos, that case, the classic Rameir, is that Ruba de Lesser, come on. The rave women in the world that are not islandless are not standing in this room right now. The Miat islandesses aren't here either. It's a rave and a Miat de Lesser, come on. Over here, a mayor holds that by Ruba de Lesser, come on, you chayesh lemiyuta. But by Ruba de Lesser, come on, it's mamish what we're saying over here. We don't pass like Rameir. We're not chayesh lemiyuta. But we hold the Miat exists enough that if there's a chazaka to be mitzar of it, smoich lemiyuta le chazaka. Does like the Chumas Hadesh. That just like Tosfos said in Yevamos Samach Zayin Amud Beis, that Rameir is not chayesh lemiyuta mamish when it comes to Ruba de Lesser, come on. So to Lididan, that we're never Chayesh Lemiyuta, but we acknowledge the Mitzias of the Miyut, and we hold Smeich Miyut L'Chazoka, you're not going to say that by Ruba the Issa Kaman, you're going to only say that by a Ruba the Lesser Kaman. But it's obvious that this is something that's somewhat Tzarech Bir. Tzarech Bir, what's the Chilek? Why by Ruba the Lesser Kaman are we worried about the Miyut, and why by a Ruba the Issa Kaman are we not worried about the Miyut? Now, at first glance, you would tell me, probably, something along the lines of a Ruba the Issa Kaman is maybe a better Rav. Ruba the Lesser Kaman is a Schwacher, right? Better, worse, I'm stronger, I'm bigger. It's a little bit of a Shver Mahalach, but however, it would seem at first glance to be somewhat supportive. And that is Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara that was discussing a woman who found dam in her praise dart. There's a Shaila. Is she a nida or is she not a nida? Tani Reb Chiya, damanim to the praise dar, chayavin olav albias mikdash, v'sarfin olav as a truma. So if she has this dam and then she does this truma, we burn the truma. Omar Rav, this is the only part of the sugya that we need. Shma mina mit Reb Chiya class. I learned three things from Reb Chiya. Shma mina, roi v'korv, holoch achar roi. V'shma mina, rube day raisa. V'shma mina, isa liderab zera. Freik toisvis. Rav heard Reb Chiya's braisa. A woman has dam in her proizdar, and then she touches truma, and there's a suffix. She's a nida, she's not a nida. So what's the halacha? You can be soyer of truma. Rava said, really? You're going baser roiv to tell me that you can be soyer of truma? Shmami no ruba de raisa. Rava got all excited. Frank Tosfos, Rava was mechiach from Reb Chiya in Bava Masra Chavdalu that roiv's de raisa? Did Rava not learn Parshas Mishpatim? Achri Rava Mahatois. Of course, Rav's Day Raisa. Why would Rava have to come on to a Gemara over here in Perik La Yachbar? Osugi Masachtes Nida. Achri Rava Mahatois. Zok Toisvis, Gewaldig. Achri Rava Mahatois is a Ruba de Issa come on. The Rav Dayanam and the Mir Dayanam are standing right here. Oh, a Ruba de Issa come on. Avad the Rav's Day Raisa. You know why Rava got excited? Because Rava held that this Rav is a Ruba de Lesser come on, which the Shmaitz is not so sure he understands why. But that Rav is a Ruba de Lesser come on. Oh, a Ruba de Lesser, come on. Maybe there it's different. Maybe a Ruba de Lesser, come on. Rav's not going to be a Deiraisa. Kamash Malan, that Rav's going to be a Deiraisa. And Zok Toysis, Emesis, it's a Gemara, another Gemara. Chuli Yad Aleph Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Minoha Milsa da Amar Rabban and Zul Basar Ruba. How do you know you go Basar Rav? Minolon. Ksif, Achri Rabban Lahat. It's a Tuma. Ruba, the Issa, come on. Kigain Teshachan Nuyas Fisan Hejan Lai Kamibaylon. I know Ruba, the Issa, come on, you go Basar Rav. Ki Kamibaylon. Ruba, the Lesser, come on. Kigain Kotan Viktano. Like this Sugi over here that we discussed, the Sugi Yavamis regarding Yiba. So it's a Gemara in Bava Basra Chavdalet. Tosfos diuk in the Gemara. Shmami no Ruba Dei Raisa. It's a Gemara Chulin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. A Mefurish Gemara that I know Roiv is Dei Raisa by Ruba Dei Issa Kaman. My Shaila is what about Ruba Dei Lesser Kaman? That would seem to suggest that a Ruba Dei Issa Kaman is just a better Roiv. It's just a better Roiv. Thus, it's more poshet that by Ruba Dei Issa Kaman you go Basar Roiv. It's a little bit less poshet that by Ruba Dei Lesser Kaman you would go Basar Roiv. But I die in Tzarech Bir. Why? And I'm telling you, we could sit down, we could debate until we turn blue in the face whether it makes sense that a Ruba Dei Issa Kaman should be a better Roiv or a Ruba Dei Lesser Kaman should be a better Roiv. Ruba Dei Lesser Kaman, Ruba Dei Issa Kaman. You could definitely hear Ruba Dei Issa Kaman, the Mirut is right here. It's staring you in the face. So, Meicha Tesa, there the Mirut is Kaman the Lesser Dami. Ruba Dei Lesser Kaman, where I don't even know where the Mirut is, over there, you have to be Chayish for the Mirut. Zilhachi v'zilhachi. It's something that seems to be so axiomatic. It's so posh that a Ruba Dizek Amazah Beser Eroi. Tzorech Beir. But just to add one more piece to this puzzle, and that is, there's a gewaldige Shaila in the G'doylei G'doylei Achrayim. The Pnei Yeshua in Masechet Kedushin Daf Samach Gimel, Rab Kiveger in Masechet Ksubis Daf Yud Gimel, and the Shev Shmeitza, Shmeitza Vav Zayin. They all clear, we know, Eidecha Nemen B'Yisurim. So, if we're dealing with a davar sheba mamin, or we're dealing with a davar sheba erva, a pishnayim edem yakum davar. But if it's a question of vissa v'heter, is this a kosher piece of meat, or is it a non-kosher piece of meat? There the halacha is, eidecha nemen bi yisurim, stating that, it's only true if it's not going keneged a chazaka. Heichad es chazak yisurim, gittin daf beiz amit beiz, sugiyav, v'fanei nechtam, and in many, many places in Shas, there the halacha is, that eidecha does not believe. The shaila is, what about keneged a roif? Is it Eid Echad going to be believed keneged Aroiv? Or is it Eid Echad not going to be believed keneged Aroiv? So for example, let's say there were three pieces of meat. Two pieces of the meat are non-kosher, and one piece of meat is kosher. So Roiv tells me, there's a Roiv here, that every piece of meat that I pick up is not kosher meat. And then Eid Echad walks in, and Eid Echad says the meat is kosher. Well, let's say the reverse. Is Eid Echad believed to go keneged Aroiv? Or is it not believed to go keneged Aroiv? So, Pashid, you ask a question like this to a yeshiva bacher, he's going to do back of the envelope arithmetic. Eidech is not believed keneged chazaka. Ruba the chazaka. Ruba adif. So if you're not believed keneged chazaka, l'chura, you shouldn't be believed keneged a roiv either. Zok, Reb Kiveger, and the Pnei Yeshua, and the Shev Shmeitz, it's not so simple. It depends. Are we dealing with a ruba the Issa Kamon, or are we dealing with a ruba the Lesser Kamon? Eidech is not believed keneged aruba de lesa kamon. But Eid Echad will be believed keneged aruba de isa kamon. Meaning this cheshbon, that if Eid Echad is not believed keneged chazaka, kal v'chaim it shouldn't be believed keneged roif, because roif is better than chazaka, very logical, that's only true if it's aruba de lesa kamon. But if it's aruba de isa kamon, zogin de g'doyli g'doyli achreinim, there the halacha is that Eid Echad is going to be believed. And at first glance, it makes no sense. Because we just spoke at all this raid that aruba de isa kamon is a much better roif than aruba de lesa kamon. So if aruba de isa kamon is a better roif, then it's hepech hasvara. How is it possible that Eid Echad is not believed keneged aruba de lesa kamon? Yet he is believed keneged aruba de isa kamon. So the emes is, if you look in the Achrayim, they all say pshat in their own nusach, but we'll work with the Rebbe Reb Kiveger. So Reb Kiveger ksubes yud gimel amid beis that the pshat says that. The chilek that you find between aruba de isa kamon and aruba de lesa kamon, it's not I'm better, I'm stronger, I'm taller, I'm this, I'm that. That's not the nakuda. The nakuda is aruba de isa kamon and aruba de lesa kamon work very, very differently. Her alumnus. When you have a ruba de isa kamon, so I have a roiv in front of me, I have a meat in front of me. I have a suffix. I have a suffix. This piece of meat, is it from the tesha chanuyos that are in front of me in this cul-de-sac? Or is it from the one store that's in this cul-de-sac? If I have a suffix, I need a way to be mevar the suffix. Zok de Torah, achri rabbi mahatos. Ruba de isa kamon, you can go bas roiv. What does achri rabbi mahatos tell me? It tells me that I have a right to paskin this suffix and assume that it came from the roif. Achri Rabbi Mahatos is a gzeiras hakosuf to tell me that this is the way that we're mevayer the suffix. If I have a ruba de lesa kamon, there's no roif in front of me, there's no meat in front of me. Somebody bought a shar. And the question is, when he bought the shar, what was he thinking? Was he thinking l'radya? Or was he thinking l'achila? Over there, the question is something else. I don't have a suffix in front of me. I don't have people that buy l'radya in front of me and people that buy l'achila in front of me. I have a person. The question is, do I have to be concerned that maybe this person is from the myriad of people that buy l'achila? Or do I have a right to assume that if the majority of people buy l'radya, that maybe this person also bought l'radya? The shayla is gufa, do I have a suffix? By aruba de isa kamon, ichab asafik. By aruba de lesa kamon, the shayla is, do I have a suffix? Got it? Ruba de Issa Kamon, there's a suffix. I have a roiv in front of me. There's a suffix lefaneinu. We start the court case with a suffix. That's the way we present it. There's a suffix. By a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, there really is no suffix in front of us. The question is, do I have to be concerned that maybe there's a suffix? Maybe this person is from the Mi'ot, or maybe not. And to the extent I don't have to be worried that he's from the Mi'ot, then there's really no suffix lefaneinu. Something you have to think about a little bit. So Zok, Reb Kiveger, when you have a Ruba de Issa Kamon, there's a Vaday Sofik, what does Roiv then tell you? It's poshut the suffik. It tells you that even though there seems to be a suffik, there really is no suffik. So if there's no suffik over there, the halacha is going to be, we disregard the miut. The miut is gone. It's existent. I don't have the miut. Why don't I have the miut? Because the miut is only there if avivait is a suffik. But to the extent that I just got a psak halacha, I got an isha from a bezdin, there is no suffik. That's what Achir Rabbi Matis told me. So if that's the case, so why am I worrying about the miut? So a meir is chayish l'miuta. Now I'm not chayish l'miuta. Usually we say smaych miuta l'chazaka. There's no smaych miuta l'chazaka. Why not? Because the Torah gave me a right not to have to worry about the miut. Does state in the Gzeres Akasa from Achir Rabbi Mahatas. But by Aruba, the lesser come on with there's no suffix lefaneinu. So Roif, counterintuitively, was therefore never machir the suffix. You know what Roif told me? Roif said, don't be worried. What are you worried? You're worried about because there's a few people. Nah, stop. People don't walk around life being concerned about a tzad when there's a suffix in front of you. Yeah, then you worry about it. But there's some tzad rochik. Maybe this guy is a terrorist. Maybe. But, you know, Ruba aren't. So why are you concerned that maybe he is? And that's all Rafe tells you. Rafe says, don't be worried about it. But Rafe never was mevatel the miut. The miut is out there in the world. He just said, don't worry. Nazich nishtop. Don't be so paranoid. That's what the Rav is saying. The Rav is not being mevarid the suffix and saying that even though I know there's a miut, there really is no miut. Exeris akasim. Rav is telling you that I know there's a miut, but don't be paranoid. That's the psak by Aruba the Lesser Kamon. Don't be worried about that sad miut. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Aruba the Lesser Kamon. If that's the Chiddush HaTorah, Lamais at the end of the day, we're still acknowledging that there is a miut in the world. We're just saying don't be worried about it. Oh, but there's a miut? I won't worry about it. I'll go basarayif. But smaych miyuta lechazaka. Rameir says chayshin lemiyuta. I am worried about the miyut. So it's not the fart. One's better, one's worse. Fakir and svarid. You could probably argue Ruba de Lesser Kamon is better based on the way Reb Kivega just explained it. Ruba de Lesser Kamon. We don't even rechenzich with the tzad amir. Here you have no choice. You have to rechenzich with the tzad amir. That's true. But in a counterintuitive way. Noch the Chiddush HaTorah of the Rav, it ends up being just the opposite. The table gets flipped. Because by Aruba the Issa Kamon, being that in Svar, logically, you have to reckon with the miut. So the Rav Bal Karchach tells you that there's no miut. So I got a psak halacha, there's no miut. I don't have to worry about the miut. But by Aruba the Lesser Kamon, it's going to be just the opposite. It's Zok of Kiveger, that when it comes to Eid Echad being believed, Kineged the Rav, the only time the Eid Echad is going to not have an amonis. That's if he's going connected to Ruba the Lesser Kamon. He says why? Because by Ruba the Lesser Kamon, what did Rav tell you? I don't have to worry about the miut. And Eid Echad walked in, Eid Echad is going connected to Rav. Eid Echad is not enough to force me to go ahead now and think the unthinkable. He doesn't have that kayach. He doesn't have the kayach to tell me that where the Torah said you don't have to worry about the miut, you should worry about the miut. Because if an Erech is not believed, Kenege Chazaka, and Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, Erech shouldn't be believed, Kenege the Revida. It's Tavka by Aruba, the Issa Kamon. Because by Aruba, the Issa Kamon, the whole Yisoid of the Rav is that I have a Suffolk, and Rav is going to tell me a Chiddush that you don't have, it's not a Suffolk. I'm not worried about the miut. To the extent that there's an Eid Echad, and this is the punchline, saying, Kineged the Rav, then there's no Suffolk. Because really, Eid Echad is Nema. The question is, can I go connect the Rav? If the Rav starts with a suffix, and now there is no suffix, why? Because of the Eid Echad, Memela there's no Rav. If I can't, the Eid Echad can't hit the Rav head on. Eid Echad can't hit the Rav head on. Because Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. But what the Eid Echad is doing over here is not hitting the Rav head on. What it's doing is it's hitting the Suffolk head on. And once it knocks out the Suffolk, Memela there's not going to be a Rav. So it's that chilek between the way the Ruba the Issa Kamon is presented and the way the Ruba the Lesser Kamon is presented, that's the reason why by Ruba the Issa Kamon we don't look at the Tzad Amir, and a Ruba the Lesser Kamon we do look at the Tzad Amir. It's also the reason why in Eid Echad that is not believed Keneged Aruba, the Lesser Kamon is believed Keneged Aruba, the Issa Kamon. He's believed Keneged Aruba, the Issa Kamon, because the way it's presented is with a suffix. Eid Echad has a Kerch Me'achir, a suffix. Aruba, the Lesser Kamon is not presented with a suffix. It's presented with a scenario that, Faker, Rav says there's no suffix. We don't start with a suffix. If you don't start with a suffix, there's no walking for the Eid Echad. All the Eid Echad could do is go Keneged Aruba and say, maybe there is a suffix. Maybe we're Chayesh Lamir. Eid Echad can't go Keneged Aruba. If there's a suffix, And Rav is just being machriya the Safik. Et Echad could be machriya the Safik over the Rav. So I didn't have to hit the Rav head on. I just attacked the Safik. And in Mela, there's no makom for the Rav. Because the minute you address the Safik, there's no makom for Rav anymore. So by Ruba, the Issa Kaman, where you present it, you start off with a Safik. So the question is, should Et Echad be machriya the Safik? Should the Rav be machriya the Safik? There, says Rav Kiveger, the Et Echad will be machriya the Safik. And in Mela, there's no Rav. Et Echad can't go connected Rav, can't go connected Chazok. I'm not going connected the Rav. I'm hitting the Safik before the Rav hits the Safik. So Mimele, there's no Shaila. By Ruba the Lesser, come on, where there's no Safik. Why is there no Safik? Because of the Rav. So you now want to be Ma'ira Safik? In order for you to be Ma'ira Safik, you have to go connected the Rav. And I can't go connected the Rav. You're Mukhak to take on the Rav. Because you could only operate if you have a Safik. And you don't have a Safik. Why don't you have a Safik? Valsadar Rav. I can't go connected a Rav. So Mimele, Erechad is not going to leave. So again, it's not about who's better, who's worse. It's about understanding Heitev, Aruba, the Issa Kaman, understanding Heitev, Aruba, the Lesser Kaman, and then you have to take this Yesoi, think about it, let it percolate a little bit, and work with it throughout the sugyas of Ruba the Issa, Ruba the Lesser, and what's going to emerge is sometimes Ruba the Issa is going to be more chamer, and sometimes Ruba the Lesser is going to be more chamer. It's a shayla, it's two different scenarios, and you have to work it out. There's more to talk about, believe it or not. We actually spoke out, if you want to go back for reference, when we learned Bava Basra, Daf Chav Dalet, we spoke out some Festeret, a Shmeitzah-based Hezvav that's very much related to this Gemara, goes into the sugya of Takfu Koyen, but the Inkama Koyen.
The following raid bite is being added to the Daf as in Yana Dioma.
The Gemara brought a pasuk that says, Matam b'seisa yichbe of, v'shoichad b'cheik, chema azam. And the Gemara darshan this pasuk of the shoychad b'cheik chema aza as referring to tzedakah. It's a matan b'seisa yich ba'af. Of course, it's tzedakah. This is a pasuk everybody knows. Matan b'seisa. Oh, but the shoychad b'cheik chema aza, that's also referring to tzedakah. So it's interesting that matan b'seisa tzedakah, but we use the word shoychad as a description for tzedakah. Why is that tzedakah? What's shoychad? Shoychad is a bribe. It's not stocker, it's the wrong Indian. If you look at Rashi in Mishle, on this pasuk, Rashi says, Matam beseset stocker, v'shoichad b'cheik avzut stocker. So Rashi says. They both mean stocker. So Matam beseifer avad is stocker, and shoichad is also stocker. But it's a little funny that shoichad should be stocker. If you look in the Goyen, in his Pirush on Mishle, he mutches with this very, very much, that we refer to stocker as shoichad. Who are you even bribing? Like, what does this mean? I mean, it's based on this Gemara here, Bava Basra, Daf Tes Amud Beis, but it's definitely something that's Tom Beer. But I think the Tzush dealt to this is a Marsha, Mesechtes Brachas, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, who says a Dover Nifla. Everyone knows this Gemara. Kishchal Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. When Rabbi Yechim and Zakai was a Chayla, Nichnasu Talmid of Levakai. Says Talmidim came to be Mevakai Chayla. Kimit Shira, Oysam. As soon as Rabbi Yechim and Zakai saw his Talmidim, Hischa Lifkais. He began to cry. Omuloi Talmidim. Says Talmidim told him, Ner Yisrael, Amuda Yemini, Patisha Chazak. Mipnei Ma Atabaycha. Why are you crying? Amalahem, so he told him, Ilum, Lifnei Melech Basavadama Yisim Adichim Oysam. He said, I'm lying on my deathbed. And I'm about to go on a journey. He says, now, if this journey that I was about to go on now was, I was going to have to stand in front of a Melech Basavadam, Shayoim Khan, who's here today, Umachavikev, he could drop that in a second. Shim Koyasolai, who, if this king would get angry at me, Ein Kasoy Kas Oilam. His anger is not an eternal anger. The Imoisrani, Ein Isura Yisrael. The Imi Misani, Ein Misasoy Misas Oilam. Any punishment that he gives me is not forever. And if I want, I could be mefayasim with money. I'm sorry, with dvarim, meaning I could try to appease him. I could tell him something. Please go easy on me. Or if I want, I could give him shoychel with money. If that's where I was going, I'd be picking a easy book. You know what I'd be doing now? I'd be crying. So certainly now that I'm about to stand in front of a king, but not just a king. Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuchai V'Kayam Lo'olam U'Lo'omei O'Lamim. Shim Koye Solai, who if he's going to get angry at me, Kasai Kas Oilam. V'Moisrani Yisroi Yisroi Oilam. V'Mimisani Misasai Misas Oilam. V'Eni Yochel L'Faisim V'Dvarim V'Loi L'Shoich T'Bitmon. And I can't be Mephaisim with Dvarim. And I can't be Meshachim Umanim. V'Loi Yoi. El Shiyesh L'Fonai Shei Drachim. Achashal Gan Eden V'Achashal Gehenim. V'Eni Yoidea Be'ezim Adichan Oisei. This is Rabbi Yechim and Zachai talking. Says, I don't know if I'm going to be meriting to go into Gan Eden. No. This is where I'm about to go. I'm about to give din v'cheshbon. I'm lying on my deathbed. Should I not cry? Zokta Marsha, in this very, very famous Gemara.
He says, this that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, that when it comes to a Melech Basav Adam, if you want to be Mephais in Bedvarim, you could. And if you want to give him Shoichad with Naman, you could. It doesn't work with Pius Dvarim. And there's no such thing as Shoichad. Zoktim Rasha, L'shoyinay Hazav. Ba'oilam Azeh, in this world, you chayvam the Fais of Dvarim. It's Shaykh Pius. There's a musik of being Mephais the Melech Malchei Amlochim while you're still alive. Shehi HaTfilah. Through tefillah. V'chein v'shoich v'bemamen. It's shayach in this world to give shoichad. You know what shoichad is? B'tztaka sh'nemar u'tztaka tatzol mimavis. So what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mean when he said by the melech malchei amlochim you can't poil with pius dvarim and shoichad mamen? Ela b'din lo'olam ha'okamar. He was referring to the next world where it's already hayoyim la'soysam u'lemachal l'kabel scharam. The oz e'efshal l'faysoy. At that point, it's already too late. Tztok is shoychad. A person can be meshachet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does shoychad mean? Right? Just to meditate on this inyan for a little bit. Someone's giving din v'cheshbon, he's standing in front of a melech. So, if he's zakei, okay. Matoiv u'manoyim. Ashrecha v'toiv lach. But let's say the person knows he's guilty. So there's an eitzah. What's the eitzah? I mean, don't try this at home. But you bribe the judge. And if you bribe him, that's a way of getting out. That's the oimik of tztaka. The oimik of tztaka is that you're bribing the judge. I know I don't deserve it. Maskim. Guilty as charged. But at the same time, you're on the take, I'm on the give. Let's make a deal. And that's what shaykhad is. It's illegal, but it's an incredible concept. And that's what's going on over here. And Zokhtim HaShad, that's what tztaka is. You know what tztaka is? You tell the Eibishter, listen, I know I'm not roi lakach, etc., etc. But I am going to give you shaykhad. What's the shaychad? How do you give the shaychad bachek when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the matan b'seisa. That's what you do. You give tztaka to an araman. You give tztaka to a nitzrach. You machzik loim deitayra. While you're doing that, what you're doing is you're being meshachir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Marsha says it's a posik. We'll see more about this tomorrow. Tztaka tatzel mimavis. And this is a posik. It's the way it works. And pious form is the same thing. What's pious? Pious means you beg and you plead and you cry, right? Sometimes a person's so dead, you need something. You beg, right? Begging works. Pious works. It has a power. And that's this inyan of pious dvarim. And that's the yochel afayse b'dvarim that the Marsha says is something that you can't do in Olam Haba, but this is something that you could do by Olam Haza. I once thought that we say during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Shanim, Kippur, Tshuva, Tfilo, Tztaka, Mavir, Nesrei, Akzer. So why these three things? Why Tshuva, Tfilo, Tztaka? So there's a Rei Akzer. There's 3 weeks to get out of a Rei Akzer. Tshuva, Tfilo. What about Torah? Talmud Torah, can I get Kulam, right? There's other mitzvahs maybe you could think of. The Teretz is, how does a person change his Reyag? You do tshuva. Tshuva is oikud echad l'mafreya. So tshuva, oh, tshuva is gevaldik. That's the chiddush of tshuva. So if you do tshuva, there's no Reyag Zeir. The whole thing is a toys. So now you're a different person. But the emes is, there's 2 other ways to do it. You know the other ways you can do it? You can do it with tefillah. You can do it with tztaka. Yochel lefaisoi bedvarim. When it comes to a melech, when it comes to a judge, there's 3 ways to do it. You can do it by changing your maisim. And by changing your maisim, that works. And that's what tshuva is. But there's a way to do it by yochel lefaisoi bedvarim. And there's a way to do it by yochel lesheich tev imamin. And that's what tshuva tefillah tzach.